The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Hello, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of The News Show. Sorry, we're a little late today. However, though, we'll get you caught up with the best technology news on this February 11th, 2020. And we'll get it coming to you right now in about 5 minutes. Okay, one is starting to wonder, are we actually going to have a Mobile World Congress this year? Unfortunately, you know what I'm about to say because of this. We all know about the novel coronavirus going around. And because of this, Intel, Sony, and Amazon, yep, they're all pulling out. Now, we know LG, ZTE, NVIDIA, and Ericsson, they've all canceled various events that were going to take place at the Mobile World Conference this year in Barcelona. Now one has to wonder if they're going to be there at all. Sony, of course, is citing concerns for the health and safety of its employees and the public. Amazon was pretty much just straightforward why they pulled out. They said due to the outbreak and continued concerns about the novel coronavirus, Amazon will be withdrawing participating in this year's Mobile World Congress. Guess we're gonna have to wait and see just how many are left and how many are actually gonna show up. YouTube wants to be your go-to destination for all of your video needs. They're actually kind of taking this as a playbook from what Amazon and Apple's already been doing. That being putting all your streaming services in one place. According to sources over at The Information, talks have been going on for several months between YouTube and streaming providers, though those names aren't mentioned here, by allowing signups of their services right through YouTube. Now, just like Amazon Prime Video Channels or the Apple TV app, YouTube wants to be your central hub for all of your online viewing, be it if it's a TV streaming service, YouTube Premium, or even YouTube TV, among other things like HBO or even Showtime, which we're already familiar with on YouTube. It's basically YouTube's way of saying, hey, everything is here for you. Why don't you sign up for our other things as well? As for when we'll see this take place, nobody knows yet, but we are hearing that progress is being made and we should be seeing it sometime this year. Finally, hey, how about that British Airways? Oh, they've just done something superb. They just set a new record for subsonic flight. At least according to Flight Radar 24 and their data, it's actually showing one of Boeing 747s completed a New York to London flight in just 4 hours and 56 minutes. I know, that still sounds long, but it's actually a record. But they actually beat the previous best at 5 hours and 13 minutes. That was actually set by a different airline way back in 2018. Now, typically, this flight takes about 6 hours and 13 minutes. That's flight time, by the way, not counting all those usual delays we have to go through at the airport. This was actually all made possible because the aircraft was actually helped by a stronger than usual jet stream, which took that 747 all the way up to 825 miles per hour. Yes, technically faster than the speed of sound, but not supersonic. However, though, still ain't gonna come up there with that old Concorde. Aw. The British Airways Concorde, yep, they could still do the flight in 2 hours and 53 minutes. Damn, I miss those planes, don't you? Got a story no one else is listening? Well, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Check out our official website, too, at britishtechnetwork.com. That is where you can subscribe to this show, the Mac show, the Big show, the Photo show, and so much more over there. Lots of fun entertainment to be had here at the British Tech Network. Fun can also be had over there on our Facebook page, too, at British Tech Network. Or, of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech. But definitely come by our BTN community over at our Slack room. Lots of fun happening over there, and we'd love for you to be a part of it. Join us now at britishtech.com/slack.com. The News Show will be back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 48 hours. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Tuesday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.